I'd like to say hello to you.
Well, that's all we
pay. Can you give the Lord a wave offering to begin with? Can you? Come on. Oh, it's so beautiful to see your hands way out there waving for Christ.
That's so wonderful.
It's a real privilege to be here in Nigeria. It's my privilege to be here and meet the wonderful people of Nigeria. I feel down in my heart that there are many people in Nigeria that love the Lord Jesus. If you love the Lord Jesus, wave your hand again. Yes, I thought so. That's what I felt about it. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I believe that God is going to bless us here.
Amen.
And I believe that God's going to heal the sick. I believe that God is going to open our understanding to the great revelational truths of Christ. You know, the desire of Christ, God's desire for you, is to reveal His Son in your life. And God's desire is for you to be able to discern the body of the Lord Jesus as to the great healing and atonement, not only in the blood, but in the body for your healing and deliverance. I am not too well acquainted with this area. I was about to think that maybe we wasn't even going to find it. But after many turns, we finally came here. I had felt that perhaps we'd have it in a place, you know, to where everybody could get to it and it'd be easy to get to. But I'm thankful that God has His way, and whatever He wants, that's all right with me. I want to say that I appreciate Brother Abraham, Brother Odika. And also our other brethren here that has come out to be with us. These men are dignitaries and celebrities among the people of Nigeria. And the Bible tells us to give double honor to them that labor in the Lord. So I give honor to all of the brethren and sisters that are here. And double honor unto these that labor in the gospel. Can you give the Lord a hand?
Can you come on?
Yeah. Seeing that we don't have any chairs to sit in, you just have to make yourself comfortable. We had a wonderful time while we was in the Nairobian Crusade. And God healed some people. And many, many hundreds of people turned to the Lord. We just closed out a crusade over in the Philippine Islands, where thousands of people also come to the Lord. And God gave us some healings there.
Olorun si nfi iwo san re han nibe.
Wherever we go, God blesses us.
Nibitibiti abalo Olorun bukun lopolopo.
While we were down in Central America preaching, having a crusade there,
ni ilu America lohun ti ati ni awon iru ipade baye,
God blessed us and healed, and we saw people come to God.
Olorun ma nbukun lopolopo asin ri bi opolopo awe eniyan tin wa ti odo Christi.
And we've been privileged to preach around the world to numbers of people.
Asiti ni anfani lati waasu kaakiri gbogbo agbalaye.
And preach to thousands and tens of thousands of people by radio and television.
Ati waasu fun egbegberun awon eniyan lati pa radio ati amohunmaworan.
In our ministry, in the printed page is in practically every major language of the world. And we get some wonderful reports from the printed matter that we sent out.
As in boys,
and they tell us that people are healed by reading the literature that we sent out.
What is all you pay? All on who wants on? Nipa on TV, we get ready. I'm feeling like she's one.
We received a letter just recently from over in the areas of Dominican Republic. And in praising God for the literature, they said, Brother Pike, this literature is not only sufficient as to winning souls.
Once of all, we pay you re otile to lati yaki aweni awasi odo Christi.
But they said that this literature offered great edification to the children of God.
One ora opolopo awon omo Olorun lowo.
All right, can we praise God one more time? The Bible said, clap your hands, all ye people, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, we want to turn to the wonderful Word of God. Remember, the Bible says that God's word is the same to a thousand generations. It's unchanged to all humanity. And God's word is given to every generation. And whenever and wherever faith is placed in the word, God saves and gives eternal life and heals people. So then we know what God wants to do. We know that He gave His blood for the remission of sin. And we want to remember, when God does a job, He does it well. When God takes away sin, that means there is no more sin. 483 years before Messiah ever came,
the
great angel of God appeared to Daniel. And he said, Daniel, 490 years is determined upon thy people, speaking of the Jewish people. And he said, Messiah shall come and make an end of sin. 483 years later, the great Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God, came and brought salvation and made an end of sin. And everyone that believes on Christ is free from sin. And in that sin is the sting of death. Inasmuch as sin is the sting of death,
When God done away with sin, he done away with death. Then you say hallelujah. Christ took your sins. He done away with sin. And he done away with death. We're not just here to tell you about a story of the Lord. But we're here to tell you that you're free from death. We are eternally free from death. You are free from your sins. And where there's no sin, there is no death. I know that men still go to sleep and they put them in the ground. But God doesn't even want that. Remember, death is the enemy of God. The Bible said God hath no pleasure in death. And death is God's enemy. So then when Jesus done away with death, he gave to you and I eternal life. And tonight we pass from death unto life. Beloved friend, it's right now that we have eternal life. It's not that God's going to give us eternal life. He's already given you eternal life. And we've already passed from death unto life, the Bible tells us. And he said we shall never come into condemnation. Nobody can lay anything to your charge. Sin is gone. Listen at
me.
Sin is gone. You that are born of God. The Bible says you cannot sin because you're born of God. That the seed of God remaineth in you and you cannot sin. It says that you keep yourself and the evil one toucheth you not. God has sealed you by the Holy Spirit. And the devil can never touch you. Somebody say
hallelujah.
God is with you tonight. I'm preaching about the God of Nigeria. Not the God of Germany. Not the God of Russia. Not the God of America. But the God of Nigeria, Africa. God is with you. God loves the Nigerian tonight. God has saved the Nigerian. I want to reach the entire continent of Africa. I know that God is the God of Russia. I know that he's the God of America. But I want you to know that he's the God of Nigeria tonight. If you and I could just know how much it means to God when you turn your face to heaven. God loves the Nigerian tonight. I ride through the streets of Nigeria, Africa. I see the faces of the people. Hundreds and thousands of people waiting for the Savior Jesus. Hearts that love Jesus. I meet many people in Africa, they love Jesus. They believe that salvation is in the name of Jesus. For the Bible said there's none other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. And there's salvation in none other name but the name Jesus. We're fixing to go into the land of Israel when we leave Nigeria. Will be the seventh time that we've gone into Israel. The Bible said beginning in Jerusalem and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. That remission of sin shall be taught in his name. There is salvation in that precious name tonight. And there is divine deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation, healing, it's for you tonight. My heart is enlarged to the Nigerian tonight. I love you. I would love to reach out and get every one of you into my arms. Your life and your families and your soul is precious to me. But no one can love like Jesus. God has big arms tonight. He can reach out and take every one of you to his breast. He loves you and your little ones tonight. He said, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. God has a blessing for you, folks. He wants you happy. Serving God is joy and peace and righteousness in the great Holy Ghost. God's word is present. The Bible said, God said, let there be, and the stars came forth. He said, let there be, and the earth was created. And we understand by faith, by the word of God, that the world exists tonight. And that word is still alive tonight. The Bible said he sent his word and healed them. By his word he cast out the unclean spirit. And they said, never a man speak like Jesus. For his words are with power.
And even the unclean spirits do obey him. And God has given you the same power. And the same word of authority. And God has placed his spirit on the inside of you. And the Bible said when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then shall you receive power. Or he said, behold, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. He said you've got power over power of the enemy. And he says nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said you keep yourself and the evil one touch you not. Show them that power's within you tonight. The Bible said to God there will be nothing impossible. But he also said to him that believeth to him, there's nothing impossible. So tonight, we are filled with the power of his glory. And you're God's temple tonight. And God doesn't want that body sick tonight. By his stripes you're healed. God bore your sickness in his body on Calvary. And the Bible says it's not you living, but Christ that liveth within you. And that you're bone of his bone and you're flesh of his flesh. So tonight you belong to God. God is wanting to open that mind up and give unto you the spirit of revelation. For now is made known to the church the manifold wisdom of God. Even under the third heaven. Paul spoke of the third heaven and being caught up into the third heaven. Show then God has something for you tonight. He has something for everyone that's here tonight. He's no respect of person. I come to bring you glad tidings of great joy. A Savior is born to save his people. Let me tell you again. He that is born of God cannot sin. Don't let Satan overthrow your faith. By telling you you're going to sin against God. He that is born of God cannot sin. The Bible said when he that God sendeth will speak God's word. God sent me. I'm preaching the word to you. The word says, he that is born of God cannot sin. Messiah made an end of sin. The Messiah made an end of sin. He done away with sin. He died to make an end of your sins. And the Bible said this salvation is under many offenses. If by the offense one, even Adam.
Pardon?
If by the offense of one man, which was called Adam.
Me about...
nipa ese nikan o ni efe ti won gbogbo nu aye.
If by one man's sin, all are under the penalty of death, how much more does the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse from sin? If sin and death came upon the people by one man's sins, even Adam, by one man's transgressions, how much more is eternal life by grace coming upon us who believe in Jesus, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, by whose stripes we're healed. For the Bible says, David of old said he took away your infirmities and he bare your sickness. In his body on the tree, he took your sickness. So tonight your sins are gone, beloved. I'm going to call you up here to pray for you and let you pass across the ramp here. That way I get to pray for a lot of people. But when you come across the ramp and I go to pray for you, I want you to know that your sins are already gone. You that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and call upon the name of the Lord, your sins are gone. And to all of you that have not called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to call upon his name tonight. That your sins may be gone. When you come to be prayed for, don't come under condemnation. For there is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ
Jesus.
No one can blame you with anything. No one can lay anything to your charge. For he was delivered for your offenses. He was raised again for your justification. By his stripes you're healed.
Oh,
had gone astray. All had gone astray. God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He that knew no sin was made your sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So tonight, God made you whole. While we open the way there to let them come up, I'd like for the different ones to start coming up so we can pray for you.
Come on, buddy. What be fun? Do that, yeah, brother. I want you back by Jesus. One day, funny, like you want to see.
wave your hand at me. was in the book, it is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. So we're trusting in the word divine. For every promise in God's book, it is mine. Sing it now. For every promise in God's book, it is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. So we're trusting in the word divine. For every promise in the book, it is mine. Can you say amen? All right, so we're going to take the words of the book tonight. He sent his word and healed them, and tonight we're going to take the words of the book, and God's going to bring healing. Touch your hands out again.
Yes, we were sorry.
Father God in heaven, in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, as I lay hands on these people, I ask you to heal them, Father. Bring salvation tonight. Bring deliverance tonight. Bring the anointing tonight, God. Father, heal tonight. Move the faith of these people tonight, God. Oh, God of heaven, as Jesus has come down before and healed the people, I ask you to do it tonight. May thy spirit be here with us tonight. May there be healing tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I feel your healing already. I feel faith already. Hallelujah. I feel faith, Father. Heal tonight. Jesus, can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
I feel God healing tonight. Father, in Jesus' wonderful name tonight. Oh, God, heal tonight. Father, heal these people tonight. Father, heal these people tonight. God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. God, in the wonderful name. Oh, God, heal these people tonight. God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, heal them, my Father. Grant them. platform or not, wherever you are standing, you are receiving your healing. Begin to wave your hand to the Lord. Healing is going on. Begin to wave to the Lord and receive your healing. Receive your heart desire. It's everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. The Spirit of the Lord is moving and healing and healing. Begin to wave and thank God and glorify His name. Once you have passed through the platform, don't join.